You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Nicole. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kelly?
Good. So, what's up in Australia? What's going on?
There's a lot going on. Indigenous activist just finished his walk, talks about a controversial lamb ad, and also the Grenfell Tower tragedy. That kind of cladding is surprisingly common in Australia.
So as I was first reading that article, the Clinton Prior who walked, was it 5,000 kilometres? That is crazy. So that's Perth to Canberra.
Across the country. Ooh.
So can I ask why he wanted to walk 5,000 kilometres?
Yeah, so he wanted change on a range of Indigenous policy matters, including funding negotiations for a treaty with Indigenous Australia, getting rid of cashless debit cards for welfare recipients, and a royal commission into state police forces' treatment of Indigenous people.
So by walking that distance, what was he hoping to achieve once he got to the end, I suppose?
Yeah, he was hoping to meet with the Prime Minister and have a chat about these issues, and I think the meeting didn't go to plan at all. He was very disappointed with the reception that he received.
Because is it true that the Prime Minister Turnbull tried to reschedule the meeting or change it to a different location because of security issues?
Yeah, exactly. So there's this Aboriginal tent embassy that's set up in Canberra, and so they at first wanted to meet there, but the PM refused to meet there, and then they suggested the parliamentary forecourt, which the Prime Minister also refused. And in the end, he insisted to meet on the private Prime Minister's forecourt, which, as you said, requires security checks for the visitors.
Wow. That is quite an awkward conversation, isn't it? An awkward interaction. Well, hopefully Clinton doesn't have to walk all the way back, because that's a long way. In other news, members of the Australian Indian community are angry about a new lamb ad, which has one of the Hindu gods eating meat. Is that correct?
Yes. It depicts the Hindu god Ganesha, who's widely considered a vegetarian, eating lamb in the ad.
There has been some issues recently, hasn't there, with ads going around on Australian TV?
There has been, yeah. I mean, Meat and Livestock Australia, they've kind of always produce these like controversial, like offensive ads, but right. Yeah, like you said, like there's been other people as well just like making ads lately, like there's been a lot of these kinds of stories. Interesting.
Yeah, so how has the Hindu community responded?
Yeah, so they on social media, people are calling for the ad to be pulled and for them to apologize for the ad, and the Indian Society of Western Australia in particular has been really outspoken. They were saying that showing the god eating lamb is very insensitive to the community. Ganesha is in every Indian temple. They invoke the god at the start of every prayer, and they just feel that the ad is inappropriate. And of course the marketing manager for the ad has said, it promoted inclusivity and unity. It featured gods from all religions, and they wanted it to be inclusive.
Of course.
All that stuff.
In terms of that ad last week, have we seen any progress towards getting, I suppose you have to be neutral, really, don't you? But is that ad still being played, or?
I haven't seen it. I'm actually not sure. I think it's still allowed to be played. I know that the High Court just said that the postal survey is constitutional and it's going ahead.
Right.
So maybe that decision will have an impact. I'm not really sure, but yeah.
Because I heard quite a few people talking about it actually over here. So I think that news has travelled quite widely. So obviously, finally, a Senate committee has recommended Australia ban the importation, sale and use of the type of cladding that was used in the London Grenfell Tower tragedy. But there is people opposing this.
Yeah, so I didn't know what cladding was at first. It's like this extra layer of skin outside a building, and I didn't know that this type of flammable cladding was surprisingly common here in Australia.
Right.
So basically a Senate committee led by Labor has recommended that Australia ban the import, sale and use, and the government are not supporting the recommendation. Interestingly, Fire Protection Association of Australia, who are involved in fireproofing buildings, are actually on the government side with this one. They're saying an outright ban on the cladding shouldn't be necessary because the current code already prohibits the use of that material in areas where it could be a hazard.
Right, okay.
So,
I think we saw something very similar over here, actually, straight after the tragedy where a lot of the importation of that cladding was banned. So,
oh, it was.
Do you think that it will go through? Do you think that they will win this argument, or has the government just said no?
That's it? I feel like they probably won't win the argument, and especially because it has been some time in terms of like the news cycle since the story, and I don't know how much public interest is still invested in this story.
Yeah.
Because if there was like a big public movement for it still, which I'm not really seeing, maybe it could get through, but I doubt it. I mean, there was a report in Four Corners about it, and they were saying, you know, thousands of buildings around Australia could be affected, but I don't know
how widely it might be felt.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us, and we will chat to you again next week, and hopefully there's no more bad ads that are coming out, because I think Australian TV's had enough.
We've had our share.
Yeah, awesome. See you later.
See ya.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.